Good morning, everybody. It's Mike Palm from the Pulse of New Hampshire on our newsmaker line, author and college professor Carlo Rotella, who joins us this morning. He is a professor of English at Boston College, a regular contributor to the New York Times Magazine. He has written books about cities, boxing, music, and literature. And today, he has a brand new book out called What Can I Get Out of This? He's writing about the experience in the classroom. Carlo, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. The book is called What Can I Get Out of This? Teaching and Learning in a Classroom Full of Skeptics. Interesting title. And I guess it goes to the philosophy of, well, maybe not every kid has to go to college these days. I mean, we're getting a lot of competition. People don't want to go to college. They think it's too expensive. They maybe want to go to a technical school, take up a trade, things like that. Tell me a little bit about what's in the book and why this book is important, because obviously you follow students in a particular class, a literature class, and how you feel it is important to the well-being of someone's life once they graduate, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the title comes from the fact that it is a required freshman literature class, so almost every student at Boston College has to take it. And, you know, honestly, their first response to being told they have to take it is, can I get out of this, right? So it's part of my job to add a word to that question and to turn it into what can I get out of this, and to make the argument that what we're learning is a craft, the craft of extracting meaning from the world around you and making arguments about it. And that's basic equipment for living that you're going to need as a citizen, as a worker, as a, you know, thinking person in the world.
Yeah, what's the attitude of the student these days in 2025? I mean, you and I went to college years and years ago. I went for a master's degree. That's what brought me to the Boston area, obviously. I got my master's at Emerson College in Boston, Boston College in the same neighborhood, obviously. But what's the attitude? I mean, do they want to learn? Do they want to study? Do they want to be able to move on? Do they enjoy college? Do they look at it as a challenge or something? Or do they just look at it as, we're biding time, I can't wait to graduate?
Well, I would say that, you know, they're a lot more accomplished and professional than I and my peers were in college, because it's just that so much harder to get in, right? And they're also more anxious, and they're a lot more isolated. I think college is a much lonelier experience than it used to be in the age of the cell phone. And it turns out that in their humanities classes and English and history and classes like that, that's often kind of their chance in the day to be human, you know, to be around other humans, to talk about ideas, to talk about what things mean. And that has increasingly become kind of an attraction of humanities classes, is that, you know, especially in a class like mine where I ban, you know, devices. So it's just us paying attention to each other and to this thing that we have all read. That's getting to be a rarer experience in our world, and a sort of a more precious one in some ways. And, you know, they have some skepticism about the whole business of interpreting literature. But I think they generally come around to and get into the idea that we are just going to pay attention to each other and the ideas in our heads and the ideas in this thing we've all read.
Yeah. The fact that particular literature course that you teach at Boston College is a required course, you say a lot of people want to get out of it. What's the attitude? I mean, once they're there, obviously, they have to obviously try to do as best as they can and study and pay attention. Are they attentive? I mean, are they kind of angry that you've banned phones? You've banned phones in the classroom that, God forbid, they have to pay attention to what you're saying?
You know, I would say that people get over that right away. I mean, I think that that everybody else, parents and commentators and experts in quotation marks of all kinds, are much more concerned about that than the actual students are. Once you kind of lay out the logic of the class and say, listen, you know, in a class like this, you are basically paying for two things, right? You are paying for the other students in the room, so produced by the admissions process, and you're paying for the teacher, produced by the hiring and promotion process, and that's it. And you're paying $5 a minute, right, at a place like Boston College,
right,
for this. So what we're going to do is pay attention to each other. And I think they get into that. And I feel, you know, there's kind of a hunger for that. And let's also bear in mind that the skill set that we're practicing has applications far beyond the classroom. You know, that we're this work of extracting meaning from things around you, that's the same skill set you would use on, you know, understanding the State of the Union address, or understanding like the state of your neighborhood, right? These are basic analytical skills. And so part of the trick, part of the craft of this kind of teaching is to say, we're going to work on this craft together, and this is something that's going to be useful to you in the world. And I find that students are pretty sympathetic to that, and especially as AI has come in and completely disrupted the entry-level labor market.
Sure.
They're less likely to listen to those people giving them the terrible advice that you should, you know, pick a major with the same name as a job and then do that job for the rest of your life. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
That's not the relationship between school and work.
Absolutely.
That most people experience.
Carlo Rotella is our guest on the Newsmaker line. He's a professor of English at Boston College. He's written a fascinating book about, you know, what's going on in the classroom. What can I get out of this? Teaching and learning in a classroom full of skeptics. Now, Carlo, this is a required course. Is this a freshman course?
Yeah, it is. So everybody, this is for most people their first and their last college level literature class.
Okay. So it's a book about what? Is it about the students learning, or is it about the art of teaching? What is it really about?
It's really about both of those things together. You know, there's no lack of strong opinions about higher education these days, but there's not a lot of student voices in those books. So part of my mission was I took one class, one semester, 33 students. I interviewed everybody for a couple years so I could really move the camera around, you know, in not only from my point of view, but from other people's point of view, and think about what happens in the classroom. And what happens in the classroom happens inside people's heads. So a lot of what the book is about is, you know, students are getting better at college, they're getting better at the kind of thinking I'm asking them to do as the semester goes on. So yes, it's a primer on teaching, but it's also, from the student's point of view, you know, sort of how to do college.
Let me ask you this. After you studied these students, how many years did you study classes now to put this book together?
So the class was the spring semester of 2020, which started out as a regular semester and then turned into the pandemic semester.
Right.
So they were freshmen then. When they were juniors and seniors, I started interviewing them. So I took a couple years to interview them, a couple years to write the book. So, you know, I wish I could do this for every class I teach, this kind of extended years-long exit interview, but of course I can't. So I did it once.
Yeah. What did you find some of the results were? Obviously, we want people to pick up the book and check it out. The book is called What Can I Get Out of This by Carlo Rotella. You can check out his website, too, carlorotella.com. But what were some of the reactions from the students after going through the course and getting feedback to you? What was it like?
Well, so one of the things I think is that a lot of them did come around to seeing this kind of interpretive work as meaningful and not just as, you know, a hoop they have to jump through to get a good grade so they can get paid more.
Right.
And I think I also just learned a lot about what it's like to be a student, you know, how difficult it is to speak up in a room full of people for a lot of students, how anxious they are and, how much they feel like misfits. The theme of the course was the misfit. And the social misfit, all the books we read were about that. And a lot of students really identified with the characters. And, you know, young students, there's a temptation to see them as kind of all the same from the point of view of the teacher. And they're really, you know, they're really very different. And it really was driven home to me how much is going on inside everybody's head. And it's quite difficult to get at. You know, it literally takes years to get at all that. And one of the points I make in the book is that, you know, the semester ended 5 years ago, but this class isn't over yet.
Right.
Everybody's still processing what happened in it. I'm still processing things that happened in classrooms 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, when you talk about humanity courses, it's something that I think that, you know, parents may say, well, why do we have to take humanity courses? What's the bang for the buck, so to speak? But these are courses that relate to everyday life, no matter what career you're going toward, right?
And also, you know, you can't time the entry-level labor market even 2 years out these days.
Sure.
You don't know what skills you're going to need, and you might as well get yourself a well-rounded education. And, you know, what we're teaching in this particular kind of class, at least, is, you know, basic analytical skills that take a pile of information, analyze it, to add value by analyzing and express that analysis in writing or in speaking or in some other way. That's basic equipment for living.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like that's not a very difficult conversation to have with students. It's sometimes a difficult conversation to have with parents who are paying, a great deal of money, and also a difficult conversation to have with various self-appointed experts on higher education who are telling us that it's, you know, a vocational training, pure and simple, in a kind of crude, direct way, even though that's not, in fact, how it works.
Yeah. Is it tougher for students today to be a student, do you sense, than since we went to school?
As I said, I think it's a lot lonelier, and that makes it a lot tougher.
Interesting.
They, you know, really reported a lot of kind of social isolation, and AI is increasing that isolation, I think, because there's another reason that you don't have to talk to a professor
right.
or a fellow student.
That's true. Right? Good point.
So, yeah, I heard more about eating alone and things like that than I was expecting to.
Wow.
To put it that way.
Kind of sad in a way, I guess, huh?
I found it a little sad thing, I have to say, but I also found them to be, they're pretty game, they're pretty plucky. And I find that once you say, hey, okay, in this class, we're going to do it differently. We're going to talk to other people. We're going to, not look at screens. We're going to pay attention to each other as humans. That I think people have a natural inclination to warm up to that.
Yeah, sounds like a positive aspect in the book. Carlo Rotella, our guest, professor of English at Boston College, just down the road from our Northern New England studios here in Dover, New Hampshire. And thank you for joining us. The book is called What Can I Get Out of This? Teaching and Learning in a Classroom Full of Skeptics. Whether you're an educator or a student or a parent sending your kid to college, interesting book indeed. Thank you, Carlo. Good luck with the book, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.